they all seemed like they were really relaxed and free and having a party while they were playing. And I thought, what's that about? Why do they look so happy? I mean, I love music and so do my friends in my quartet, but why are they all smiling all the time in that Baroque group?
And now the party that is Baroque music includes that voice. It's Aislinn Noski, the concertmaster of Boston's Handel and Haydn Society. You'll hear from Aislinn Noski in Words and Music coming up on the Bach Hour. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. I'm Brian McCree. J.S. Bach's music comes from a time and place so distant that it might as well be a different planet. The technology, medicine, and transportation of the day made daily life a radically different undertaking from our own 21st century reality. But Bach's music is just as vital today as it was then. And for that, we can thank not only Bach himself, but also the musicians who bring it to us, like Aislinn Noski. After blazing an early music trail across her native Canada, Aislinn Noski now shares some of her time with audiences in Boston. Later in this hour, you'll hear her performance of Bach's Partita No. 3, recorded in WCRB's Fraser Performance Studio. First, though, we'll turn to a mass setting by Bach. In the 1730s, he created four settings of the Kyrie and Gloria sections of the Latin Mass text, calling each of them a Missa Brevis, or short Mass. Bach created them in large part by carefully choosing individual movements from the hundreds of sacred cantatas he had written over the previous 10 or so years. And while it may sound at first like Bach was just taking a shortcut, keep in mind that to do this, he first had to sift through around 300 cantatas to find those movements. Then there was the task of rewriting the music itself to account for the change from the German language of the cantatas to the Latin of the Mass, with its completely different sounds and rhythms. Let's take a look at just one example of how that worked. For the Gloria of the Missa Brevis in A, Bach recast a movement from the cantata No. 67. In that piece, a soloist and choir alternate singing about joy and peace, beginning with an exuberant instrumental introduction before the entrance of that soloist on the words, "Peace be unto you." Here's that sequence. This was, not surprisingly, a well-chosen movement for the text of the Gloria section of the Mass, as it also alludes to both joy and peace. But in the Mass, the first expression is joy, unlike the cantata setting, which begins with peace. Bach's solution? Recreate that instrumental introduction as a choral outburst, which you'll hear in the equivalent sequence from the Mass.
Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Another particular highlight from this Mass is a gorgeous meditative soprano aria on Qui tollis peccata mundi, or Who Takes Away the Sins of the World. Once again, Bach chose an aria with a similar theme, this time from the cantata No. 179, in which the text translates as, "Beloved God, have mercy, let your comfort and grace appear to me." Here is a performance of the Missa Brevis in A major. Konrad Junghennel conducts Cantus Köln with soloists drawn from the choir.
Thank you. Deus Pater Omnipotens. Thank you.
The Missa Brevis, or Short Mass, in A major by Johann Sebastian Bach, in a performance by Cantus Köln with conductor Konrad Junghennel. That's one of four such settings Bach wrote of the Kyrie and Gloria sections of the Latin Mass. As violinist Aislinn Noske began pursuing a life in music while growing up in British Columbia, she followed the route of many other young musicians, studying the great masterpieces and heading off to a conservatory. But the path that's resulted in her present role of concertmaster with Boston's Handel and Haydn Society took an unexpected turn in those formative years. And it all had to do with fun.
I was at conservatory, and I was playing in a string quartet, a very serious student quartet. We imagined that we would go on together and study and possibly make a go of it, but we were very much in the modern sound world, traditional conservatory training, and I became friends with the people playing in the Baroque ensemble, and they all seemed like they were really relaxed and free and having a party while they were playing, and I thought, what's that about? Why do they look so happy? I mean, I love music and so do my friends in my quartet, but why are they all smiling all the time in that Baroque group? And I just started hanging around with them, and then someone said, lo and behold, hey, we need a violinist for this concert. Here's a Baroque violin. We just need somebody. And I said, well, I don't know what I'm doing. Well, we'll fix that along the way. Just play. And then I got really interested in the aesthetic beliefs that I found amongst those people who really pursue historical performance practice.
Here is Aislinn Noske in WCRB's Fraser Performance Studio with the Partita No. 3 for solo violin by J.S. Bach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Courtly dances were already a little bit old-fashioned when Bach was at the height of his creative powers. And most academics are pretty sure now that although this partita is filled with dance movements, the names like Lure and Giga and Gavotte, these pieces were not meant to be danced to. But actually, I found out that it's quite likely that Bach himself had training in courtly dances as a youngster. So he would have been, even though these weren't meant to be accompanying formal dances, these particular pieces, he would have very much had knowledge of the steps that were required. And I think that really comes across in the music.
Violinist Aislinn Noske, the concertmaster of Boston's Hanel and Haydn Society, on the partita number 3 for solo violin that she performed in our Fraser Performance Studio. That performance is available for download when you subscribe to WCRB's Classical Performance Podcast. For more information and to hear this entire program again on demand, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. And you can also hear Aislinn Noske with the Hanel and Haydn Society in a recent release from the organization. She and Harry Christophers collaborated with the orchestra of the Hanel and Haydn Society on a disc devoted to Haydn's music, and that includes the Violin Concerto No. 4 with Aislinn Noske. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross and producer Alan McClellan. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.